Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
He who's tired of Weird Al is tired of life.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Love them musty green in this city called New Orleans. If you're not from New Orleans, let me hear you scream. Hope you're feeling much better now, like my homies feel. When you're feeling down and out, and you feel there's no way out, you get dropped off in New Orleans.
Coast to coast, the Possum Hour theme.
I missed my cue again. That'll learn me. Alrighty. Well, welcome to the show. Good evening, gentlemen. We're still waiting on the skates. In the live audience, that is. If you're a female who's listening, welcome as well. All right. Well, welcome to Possum Hour. hope you all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dings Corporation, the proud makers of Forbidden Apple Pie and Primordial Medley Soup. We, Possum Hour, thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. I said it right that time. Monday nights, and it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Eternal Struggle. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Flagstaff Pembroke O'Toole, inventor of the portable bidet. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster's Gone Tropo. Well, and on Friday, do something. Have fun. Have a beer. Oh. 2 weeks' worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, still trying to work this thing out, eh? Alrighty. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First word from our sponsor.
Matt, why did you decide to become a manicurist?
All the usual reasons. Romance, adventure, money, thirst for power. When I see your hands, I wish I were a nurse.
Dishwashing, man.
Want to try Palmol dishwashing liquid? Softens your hands while you do the dishes.
Pretty green.
You're soaking in it.
The dishwashing liquid?
Palmolive.
Mild, then.
Oh, more than just mild.
Right, Madge. Palmolive suds last from the first glass to the last greasy casserole. And it softens hands while you do dishes.
Madge, that Palmolive liquid of yours, I'm simply in love with it.
What, does your husband know about this?
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Real George. Professor R.J. Gumby.
Possum Hour says, suck it.
There she is.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Jody.
You've been playing possum.
That's our Hitler! Oh, you got that right, Jack. How you doing, there, Adolf?
Doing good. Doing swell, I guess.
Shoot, man.
Run into the John a lot today. I think I know why. I was wondering why it's always doing possum. I think I know why. Because after the weekend, it's my first day off, and I think I eat a lot, trying to gain weight. And that's why if my possum hour comes along, I'm getting rid of all that. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you gotta stick with them high caloric items there. Oh, speaking of high caloric items.
Yeah.
Guess who hasn't had a beer in a whole frickin' week?
Yo.
Oh.
You? A week without the brew?
Man. Beer has no beer, has had no beer, man. You know what it was? Last Monday, I had, after the show was over, right?
Uh-huh.
I had 6 Rolling Rocks in the fridge.
Yeah.
And they were gone, like, in, like, 3 minutes. And I said, you know, how many calories are in these fucks? Only 130. So... itself. You need to put the beer down for a little bit there.
There you go.
Oi, been drinking diet soda all week.
How do you like your night?
Well, I tell you what, I think it wasn't so much, I don't know what it was, I don't know what it is about beer that I love, but I know one thing I do like about it is the carbonation.
Okay. Sure.
And I'm very satisfied drinking a soda because I get the carbonation and I belch and make daddy feel good.
There you go. There you go. I never liked soda.
Yeah, I like these diet sodas. I don't know what fucking chemical they got in there, but zero sugar, zero calories. Fucking egg, man.
I'm going to tomorrow for a CAT scan for check to see if I got lung cancer.
Oh, jeez.
So that should be fun.
You were never a cigarette smoker, though, right?
No. And I don't inhale, you know, so it's probably clean.
You're probably good to go.
Yeah.
Because, jeez, I smoked 40 years and passed.
Yeah.
So, Fresca, Apple Cheek says.
Oh,
I like Fresca.
I haven't had that in ages.
I haven't found any Fresca, but I did have some Squirt over the weekend.
I remember Squirt, yeah.
Squirt, which is really good with just a little dash of bourbon in it, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And plus, they say bourbon helps you lose weight, helps you burn calories.
There you go. That's different than the bourbon and the Squirt.
And you know what? I really control the bourbon because I haven't had a hangover all week, you know. Like,
okay.
I make some really light. They're baby drinks.
They're
damn near Shirley
Squirt.
Temple.
Yeah, bourbon and Squirt. Let's call that a Don Hollinger. There you go.
You got it. There it is.
There you go.
There's a Don Hollinger. Bourbon and Squirt.
Works for me.
I love it. Okay. I'm writing that one down. Bourbon and Squirt, a Don Hollinger. We finally done it.
There it is. We got a recipe.
Invented it this
on this day.
Another one. Years ago, I had nothing in the fridge but cran apple juice. I put a little bourbon in that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Is there anything bourbon won't fucking mix with? My God, it was delicious. Bourbon's a very friendly mixer. Whereas I've got cases of scotch. You can't mix that with practically anything.
No.
Yeah. bourbon goo for mixing. All right, man. So we're celebrating the Mardi Gras.
There you go.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday, I'm guessing. I know it's Mardi Gras. That's the day. Yeah, okay.
In Mardi Gras Wednesday?
No, I think it's tomorrow. No, it's actually the 13th.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow's the big month.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I thought, what better thing to do on the eve of Mardi Gras than blow up Mardi Gras?
There you go. Blow it up.
All right. We got the Rhodesian Army Marching Band, ladies and gentlemen.
This is an emergency broadcast transmission. This is not a test. This is an emergency broadcast transmission.
Pull the string.
fucking
created the tango, but only Mojo Nixon can bring these two things together and create the Poontango. I'm a very sexy man.
He's a very sexy man.
I know that I am.
He knows that he am.
I do it every night.
Mojo Nixon.
Mojo. Shall be missed.
Wild man.
So I had a few gigs this week, man.
Busy man.
Yeah, I got nothing scheduled for next month, man. I was like looking at that going, oh, holy shit.
Oh.
It all balances out, you know.
Yeah.
So anyways, I did this one with young adults with, not always, there were some older people there, with special needs people, you know,
uh-huh.
thing. Sponsored, I don't know if I Yeah, I guess I could say it's a good thing. Tim Tebow Foundation.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, that was really cool. That was fun. And then Thursday I did Drew Dogs in a fancy hotel, which was weird.
In a fancy hotel?
Yeah. And then Sunday I had a really fun one, man. It was the crew at this bar, and they were all nuts. It was one of these, you know, young, hip crowd.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, pick your sexuality type situation. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
really hip street people and shit, whatever.
All right.
Well, people
right.
worked at this bar. Anyway, it was a good time. Real interesting mix of humans. Anyway, I did these. I was ready to go, and these three people wanted to get drawn together. I was like, all right. I'm having a good time.
All right.
And the third guy, he's like, oh, that's okay. I said, no, sit down, I'll get you in there. And I start to draw him, and I go, Jesus Christ, that's fucking Richard Harris. I should have took a picture of him. I'm like, this is fucking Richard. Look at this guy. It's fucking Richard Harris. Like, maybe 35, you know.
Oh, shit.
Balding, you know, with long hair.
Did he tell me to get his fucking cake out of the rain?
So I said, Richard Harris, man, right?
Ha ha. Nothing.
Gives me
right?
the blank stare. What?
Oh, no.
I said, you look just like Richard Harris, man. I don't know who that
young
is.
Young people, man. Young people.
He doesn't look that young. God, I said, how the fuck? I said to him, how the fuck do you go walking around looking like Richard Harris and not know who the hell Richard Harris is?
How is it that you're the first person that said it to him?
I know. Oh, man. I mean, the guy with the long hair and the, you know, real weak on top. God. It's like he stepped out of a man called Horse. It's fucked up, man. Anyway, it was fun. That was a good time.
Okay, good. Sound like a fun crap.
Oh, that was crazy. They were all nuts, man. Everybody was weird and fun. I guess that's about it.
All right.
Anyway, that's a cool place. It's a German brewery. Got a lot of those around here.
Like, yeah.
You know, microbrewery.
Yeah.
Everything looked really hoppy, though.
Yeah.
Everything looked really hoppy, man. So I was kind of glad I was OB off beer.
Now, it's funny that you mention OB. That's one of my favorite beers.
What is that? What is OB?
It's Oriental Brewery. It's in Seoul.
Okay.
South Korean beer. It's delicious, man. It's fucking great.
I've had Japanese beer, and that kicked my ass. I've never had
Korean. Yeah.
Tsingtao was a Chinese beer. That's also ass-kicking. I used to always get that when I go to Chinese restaurants.
Obi's a nice mild one. Really good beer.
Nice. Yeah, I don't like an overpowering beer, and I don't like too many hops. Enough with the hops.
Easy with the hops.
The pit of me through me. Now, what will that asshole think of next? Is anybody got a dime?
I don't have a dime.
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dime.
All right, man.
Shitload of dimes.
In the meantime, there they are. You the proud. Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge, baby.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Got that right. Thanks for coming. Hope Lucy's okie doke.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Did you say liver?
Yep.
Man, that's the one thing keeping me from getting a new dog. Is the inevitable sadness. But then Gumby said, well, you know, At your age, chances are the dog will outlive you.
Well, said go for it.
I'm keeping that in the plus column.
There you go. putting it off a little bit to make sure. I know what your plan is.
Yeah, you know, just get a couple more years under my belt. And then,
there you go.
I'll bring Skippy on board. Well, for some reason, Dr. Cake isn't here. So this
Uh-oh.
Is officially not a show, or not officially
uh-huh.
a show. That's okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully, she's just sleeping. I used to hate that. I'd go wake up Grandma for dinner, you know, and you'd be like, oh, please just be sleeping. Please just be sleeping. She would look like she was dead. And she'd go over, Emma? Emma? Oh, thank God she's alive.
I can imagine.
All right. And our pal Ford Prefect isn't here either, man.
He's
I hope
right.
he's okay, man. He hasn't been, he's been ailing.
Yeah.
So best send all your positive waves.
Yes, yes.
Toward, Ford Prefect. He's hovering right above the planet in his
yes.
Makeshift hovercraft. Man, this runny nose is getting on my nerves. I got, like, my nose is sore now, you know? Just,
There's something about tissues that make my nose sore. I never use it. Never use tissues.
But you got to get the ones with the,
Senate.
Well, you get the ones with the, lotion in them.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Rather use a paper towel.
Anyhow. There's this guy that does a podcast, and he's on YouTube, so you're seeing his face, and he's always sniffing and wiping his nose and shit. It's like, dude, your face is right in this camera. Will you get an analgesic or something? You know, for God, it's for the love of God. Anyhow. Hope Ford's okay.
Yes.
There's G.T. Trenton. He's okay.
G.T. Trenton.
He's okie doke. Oh, he said Ford broke down on I-95. That's a bummer.
Oh, yeah.
And Dr. Cake got sold on Amazon. Damn.
Someone outbid me.
Speaking of which, I just finished... my run of Tomb of Dracula from the 1970s.
Dracula, yeah.
Great writing, great art, man. I'm so digging this. This is the best thing I've read in a comic book like, for a long time. Really fun stuff, man. Some gross shit, too, man. Dracula. Good Dracula stuff. I'm
it's
all
an old
Dracula.
Comic book?
Yeah, like seven. It is all okay. the '70s, like 71 to 79, something like that. And the cool thing about it is all one writer and all one artist, so it's a run, you know.
Yeah.
Not all over the place. It's pretty cool.
It's way too big.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually you know.
Movies, man. When you see a movie and you see like six names as writers, you know, you're like, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, yeah. Because this guy, you know, he's the first couple issues, you know, he's getting used to it, and then by the third or fourth issue, he's in the groove, you know, and it's starting to roll. Good story, man. Marv Wolfman is the writer, and Gene Colan, one of my favorite artists.
Okay.
Inked by Tom Palmer, who we just lost, unfortunately. It sucks about living a long time. All these people die on you, man.
Yeah, yep.
Jeez Louise. Practically everybody I know is dead.
There you go.
Except for other people's eyes.
Hope.
He's still drawing a breath.
Okay.
Thank goodness. Good to have you with us, sir. I want to send him some of my doubles of... crime suspense stories.
Yeah.
Wicked right. Shit. Those old EC comics. Those were gross. Those were great. He says he's glad not to be dead.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, man. I mean, it's better not to be dead.
I'm against
but that's the,
I'm against
that's
that.
The whole thing with the weight loss is I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I feel better after a week of not drinking beer, unfortunately.
Okay. Good for you.
But I love beer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
But I knew last night if I had a beer there, I'd buy a six-pack on the way home. You know? They offered me a beer at the end.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have a beer. I'm like, oh.
I was going to ask you that. How did you miss no beers at a bar?
Yeah. Well, I never drink when I'm working, but, you know, if they offer one up afterward, I'll usually take them up on it. I'd love one, but I haven't had one in a week. So, yeah, I want to see some ponds drop off, man. I'm tired of this bullshit.
There you go.
I'm messing around anymore.
There you go.
You're on it now. Just getting past that first day and not having a beer, you know. Because I'm like, I had beer every day for the last 10 years. I don't know. What the fuck?
The toughest part in the beginning.
Yeah, it's just to, you know, get the first day or so under your belt, and then you're cool, man.
Yeah.
Feeling better. Now, what's the next cue, man? Okay, I remember now. Hey, how'd you like that theme song? That was from Steptoe and Son.
I was going to ask you about that.
Dixieland Band. So,
okay.
That was a last-minute substitution. All right, man. Well, there they are.
Possum Lounge.
There ain't much there, but what's there is chairs. The Possum Lounge. Oh, wait. I forgot. Hovering above in his flap-doodle, twin-fisted, flying Duesenberg.
That's it.
Professor R.J. Gummy, since Minister of Finance Park. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore.
Indeed.
As the Beaver.
Tell you what's Carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen. We'll be right back.
That's a book rule double.
Oh, yeah.
It's because his name's Professor Longhair. All right, man.
Oh, fast.
Let's see. Oh, I was subjected to two of the three gigs I had. Contained karaoke.
Oh, okay.
I hate karaoke. And I mean, my oldest son loves karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Al says she's multitasking. Someone's trying to give her money by way of Cash App for Lucy. Oh,
there you go.
That's so sweet. Uh-huh. That's sweet. I don't know. Maybe you should take the money and make him feel good. But I know what you mean. You don't want to take the money.
Hmm.
That's sweet.
But that
anyhow.
Is nice.
Anyhow.
Good people out there.
I hate karaoke. My son loves it because he likes to sing it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like to do it, and I... Like last night, loved those people. None of them could sing the shit. I mean, it was terrible.
And they're the ones that want to do it more and more. The ones that can't.
Oh, fuck yeah. A new rule, man. Nobody who is beyond puberty should try the Bee Gees, please. Do not. Don't go there. But the funniest one was at the special needs party. You know,
okay.
There. This is Tim Tebow, religious guy, right?
Yeah.
And this is in the recreation hall of a church, okay?
Okay.
And they're singing karaoke. And dude gets up there and sings Highway to Hell.
Oh.
I thought,
that
oh, that's
church.
Interesting.
I love it. Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I just chuckled to myself.
I'm surprised they had it in the playbook.
I know. It's just one of those instances where you look around the room and nobody else is getting it. And you're just like, we're in church and they're singing Highway to Hell. Okay. This is my life.
Nothing strange here.
Apple Cheek says Cash App doesn't work in Canada. I don't have Cash App. I have Venmo. I tell you what, Venmo, that thing paid for itself.
Oh, holy sure
shit.
It did.
Nobody under 40 has cash. Got a few Venmo tips over the weekend, man. Stuff.
Sweet.
That looked just like Richard Harris, man. I swear to God. So I'm going to go into a bar and order a Don Hollinger. See what they say. Like a Don Hollinger. One for my...
There you go.
One for the young lady. Well, down at the end of the bar. cute.
I love it. That's a great name for a drink.
Did you watch Cold Turkey? Ope said he watched and he loved it.
Well, like I said, I seen it a couple months ago.
Okay. Yeah I watched it. Loved it. Great movie. A lot I missed.
Oh, yeah. Little things.
Yeah, you go back in and you're like, oh, yeah. Good to you.
Oh, Bob and Ray.
Bob and Ray, man. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, right there. Let me alone.
I fucking love Bob and Ray, man. For a long time ago on, like, Comedy Central or HA, one of those cable comedy channels, they were showing old 15-minute shows from the 50s that Bob and Ray did.
Yeah.
Audrey Meadows
strange
was there.
Comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Audrey Meadows was their girl, you know, their femme. Interesting. They're sublime, man. They're just like, you know,
yeah,
they're not.
That's what's great. And for that time, too, it's unusual.
They're not going for the big yacht.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just the. But sometimes, you know, they just get so stupid. I've cried listening to them guys, man. Stupid funny when they get going.
Hang by your thumb. Wasn't They're signed off. Hang by your thumb.
Ollie Blue.
Right when you get a job, hang by your thumb. Didn't I used to say something like that?
Something like that at the end, yeah. Great. A lot of good bits. McBeady twin.
Weird shit.
All right, man. How about a quickie?
Yeah, lay a quickie on it.
All right. We got a mojo quickie.
Mojo quickie.
Somewhere. Somewhere out there.
Say, man, what is that funky smell? And that big brown thing coming out of that dog's tail.
Smells worse than the U.S. Senate. Guy in front of me, he just stepped in it. Well, it's dog shit here, dog shit there. God dang dog shit everywhere. Got the Amsterdam dog shit blue. Man, oh man, I said a piece. Well, little bit of dogs, great big dogs, filling up the street with the doo-doo logs. Got the Amsterdam dog shit blue. Doggy, some little doggy toilets. Got the Amsterdam dog shit blues. Ooh. Man, oh man, it's a deal. It's the dog shit capital of the world. Gonna grab them mutts, throw them in the canal. So I won't have to smell their stinky bowel. Movement, that is. What am I gonna do? I got the low down dirty, stinky rotten boo-boo caca, big giant turtola. This St. Bernard about the size of a pony, man, let this giant turd out on the street. It was so big. You know how big it was? It had little turds orbiting around it. Well, I got the Amsterdam dog shit blue. You dirty dog.
All right.
What a good sucker.
Hey.
Wild man.
Yes, sir. He will be missed.
Yes.
Mojo. Rest in peace, man. See, another person dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dropping like what was, flies.
Yeah, what was he, about 66 or something? It was,
I believe he was this side of 70. Crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that's looming on the horizon, dude.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? When was this? When did I allow this to happen? Get the fuck out of here, man. Last 20 years of just like...
Yep.
Like a blur. Yikes. And what have we done? Wasted it doing this shit. Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Those of you that are not 40 yet, enjoy it.
No shit. Because, man, you hit 40 and it's vision.
Okay. Uh-huh. Flies by.
Light speed. All right, man. Well, we'll do it.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yay! Hey.
Oh. Right, yes.
It's not even Jimmy. Not even Jimmy. Oaks says he's turning 40 this year, man. But
all
you
right.
Got kids. You got young kids still, though.
And 40 is a great age.
Like, you still got young kids. They're still young enough that you got to be, like, in dad mode, and that gives you youth and vigor.
Yeah.
But once they leave, man, you have, like, no, you don't, man, I, like, hardly ever shift into dad mode anymore, you know? It's a, this old man over in the corner sitting in his chair with the fucking Bobo.
Someone's
going to
be waking you up saying, oh, I hope he's asleep. There you go, man. There you go.
That'll be number two son on a Thursday coming in. Dad?
on your ghost chair.
Poking me. What am I laughing at? Okay. Here we go. 3 minutes. You'll never get back Mardi Gras style.
All right.
Good evening.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's French fries.
Those beavers are big, aren't they? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Big beavers. Oh, love that.
Beads around it all.
Yeah. The egg yolk right. Jubilee, man.
There you go.
Who knew? See, this time the 3 minutes is probably the highlight of the show.
There you go.
That's how it works, man. It's not chimp meditation every week. All right, what do we got here? Celebrity file. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen this, but Woody Allen's 50th film, Coup de Chance, released in the U.S.
Oh, I didn't get it. Okay.
MPI Media Group will release Woody Allen's 50th film as a director.
Yep.
Wow. April 5th.
April
digital,
5th. I hope it's streaming
digital
someplace.
Release
yeah.
will follow on April 12th.
Okay, so April 12th. Write that down.
I guess it's in a couple of theaters like the old porno theater on 5th Street and shit. It's an infamy of the way they treat that man. He's
it is,
a treasure.
It is.
He's a fucking national treasure, man. Uh-huh. They treat him like shit.
And he's always had women on his staff, and every woman in his movies are always up for an Oscar. Lots of them won Oscars.
I mean, he's a weirdo.
Uh-huh.
He's a weirdo.
Uh-huh.
He's not an evil weirdo.
No, I mean, the worst you can say about him is he actually watched her grow up for 13 years, his wife.
They've been married. What? They've been married for fucking 25 years.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck! I didn't make it that long.
They've got the two daughters, and the daughters are saying wonderful things about him.
Oh, they have children?
Yeah, they adopted two girls.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably grown up.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're on Instagram. I follow them.
Man, that's just And it sucks because so many people I like and respect refuse to listen to the truth about that.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, man.
Uh-huh. And they ask about it, they get everything wrong.
Ah. Well, I'm with you on that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you on that one.
It's all
Harry. What a cunt. I'm sorry. I had to say it.
Well, you're right.
See you next Tuesday. All right, as Uncle Bobo would say. He actually uses that. You hadn't heard that one.
No.
Yeah. The vulgarian of... I mean, he makes my dad look like a minister. Anyway, police responding to a home invasion locate the squirrely suspect. This is just funny because of the video. I don't even know why I'm sharing it. Because the police are coming in with their video cameras, and it's a fucking squirrel. And the one police guy's like, ah!
Close the door! Keep him in there!
We're laughing, but we will be doing the same thing. Let's face it.
Oh, you fucking know that. Man, what time a bird got in the house, and me and the boys are running around like little girls.
Open the window,
fucking babies, man.
I love it.
There's another one they had with a bear trying to get in the doggy door. Yee!
Oh, geez.
There's no way I'd have a doggy door. I'd have
possums in here. You're fighting any kind of rodent or whatever.
I mean, the bear was too big to get in, but, man, I mean, possums to get in there.
Raccoons, anything, yeah.
Damn, raccoons would definitely do it, and groundhogs would just do it,
man.
Just mock me.
That's a burglar's thing, too, right?
I would think.
Someone could break in that way. Yeah, that's a dumb idea, doggy door.
Get skinny kids to shove through there. Squirrels could go in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Alligators.
That was it for animal care.
If you're living in Florida.
Alligators, yeah. Snakes in Australia, man. They got venomous snakes out there.
Dingoes.
Okay, we did that one. Good. Well, I guess we're up to, it's not the same without our pal David Rush. But
he's still out, huh?
Yeah, I think he was just like, going to do it for a year and see what happened, man.
Sure.
And that's it. All right. Hong Kong, these guys are brilliant. Hong Kong students build the world's smallest humanoid robot, as some people say.
Yeah.
Aaron Ho Yat Fong, Isaac Zachary To, Justin Wang Dao Yong, and Yong Hai Ning. Together, built a robot measuring 5.55 inches tall. It's like a little man, and they can make it do things.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they're like, someday everybody's going to have their own robot. We're going to make them low cost and so that everybody can afford their own robot. I like these guys.
Yeah.
They're visionaries,
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Fuck yeah, man. I want my own
robot.
You got
like in Sleeper.
Robot will probably divorce me too, though, All right. This guy needs a life. Man plays World of Warcraft for nearly 60 hours to break the world record.
Jesus Christ. These people are nuts.
Guy from Hungary.
Okay.
Barnabas Wojcicki Zlozny. Zlozny. Man, can I buy a vowel, dude? Anyway, didn't drink any caffeine.
No, we're not old time.
Nah, just water. Had a couple of bathroom breaks. He's allowed 5-minute breaks for each hour. Well, 5-minute break for each hour to eat, nap, or use the bathroom. So he said he was. He probably didn't nap much because he said he started to hallucinate around 45 hours.
Oh yeah, that'll happen.
He said it was like hard to concentrate on the game, but. Dude, get a life, man.
Yeah, you were kidding.
Did you ever think about girls? Okay, an Oklahoma woman's last airbender collection. Oh, my God. I thought, Smurfs and Pez was dumb. I don't even know what the fuck this is. Avatar the Last Airbender was a TV show, apparently, 15 years ago.
Yeah, never heard of it.
She has 2,026 items related to this.
Jesus Christ.
Thing. Nickelodeon anime.
I tell you, this is a popular show. To have that many items?
I guess.
Apparently. Yeah, I guess it would be.
2,000 items, but sheesh. Again, get a life.
Uh-huh.
That's like the brony things with the My Little Pony.
Oh, remember those? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gee, man, Christmas. I was in the room with there was a brony there, and they were playing the goddamn thing. And I was ready to, commit Harry Carey or something or pull on a murder spree after about 10 minutes of this. No, and then you go,
grown
no,
man.
Wait, watch this part.
Ming. Mung.
Shut it off.
All the strength.
I'm sure this Avatar thing's just as annoying. All right. World's largest balloon dragon assembled in Hong Kong. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Those big balloon dragons that go down the street, the Chinese New Year and shit. 137.04 feet long.
Oh.
The longest balloon sculpture of a dragon. Very cool. The artist said the biggest challenge was to make sure the dragon remained in one piece without any kind of non-balloon support structure. So that's kind of a cool video to look at. Alrighty. Oh, this was funny. An Eiffel Tower sculpture got denied the world record because of their choice of matchsticks. This guy, this French man had spent, how long? Shit. How long did he spend on the damn thing? Like years, several years building this fucking thing. 706,000 matchsticks. And they said they looked at the things and they said he got the wrong matchsticks and they disqualified it. But then they looked at it again and said, give him the record. So, can you imagine? He spent... shit, it said... I thought it said...
Why were it disqualified for the matches? What the hell...
Well, because he didn't use... He got matches without match heads on them from the manufacturer.
Okay. So, okay. Not officially
one of the rule sticks. One of the rule stipulations was it had to be a commercially available match stick.
Okay. All right. So
that was...
Man, fuck him. They shouldn't have accepted it then.
Again, get a life, man.
Yeah.
I think he spent like 3 years building this fucking thing. I can't, find the place in the article where it says that because my damn eyes. Okay. Oh, GT. Later, dude.
See you later, GTO.
Cool, now we can talk about Bobo. Do you see that shit, man? He says, if he's president and a NATO guy comes up and he says, fuck you, let Putin eat you. What a dick, you know? he's gonna pull us out of NATO.
Of course he is.
Jesus. Hence my posting of a rare political meme on Toss Him Undercover.
I'll have to check that
Putin's,
out.
He's Putin's cock holster. All right. a company offers to scrap your ex for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I don't know, if there's a nominal fee, they'll spray paint your ex's name on the side of a car and then put it in the crusher.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's lovely. Good way to spend your money. We don't want to do that. We'll do that one. Okay, here we go. Finishing up. A company seeks old love letters to turn into toilet paper. Another way you can honor your ex.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was launched at 2012, announced it's Flush Your Ex. And you send in the old love letters, and they print them out on toilet paper, and then you can wipe your ass with it.
There you go.
Not that you're bitter.
Move on with your life.
I know. It's not that, I'm not bitter. I ordered the toilet paper. I couldn't help myself.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
Down in New Orleans on Julia Street, trust me, it'll be alright. Drink a little poison before you die. You're signing blood on a full moon night. Drink a little poison before you die. Before you die. Before you die. Drink a little poison before you die. Before you die. Before you die. Drink a little poison before you die. Lie and lie down. Who are you? Drink a little poison before you die. That hangman is looking good on you.
Says all this shit like he's going to pull us out of NATO and whatnot, right?
Uh-huh.
And then somehow that ends up to be, oh, and Joe Biden's really fucking old.
Yeah.
Hey, what? What? Wait a minute. Who gives a flying fuck? Yeah, he's old, man. He walks around like goddamn Tim Conway, man. I know it. You know it. American people know it. He's an old motherfucker.
Yeah. But he's not a dictator.
not a dictator. On the plus side, not a dictator. You know. But they, I mean, it's ridiculous. They got a both sides everything.
Yep.
Dude, if we end up with that fuck in the White House again, we're fucking they're done. The experiment is over.
Yep.
It's all over. We've jumped the shark, man. Hey, you want to hear? No, I'm not recommending this at all. I saw a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Well, I should have known. It was on a thing with the shittiest movies, westerns, you know, ever made. I said, well, I got to see this one. It's called Curse of the Undead. Being I'm reading all these vampire things, right?
Yeah.
So the one guy's a vampire. The guy from Rawhide, Eric Fleming, he's a priest or minister. And the one, I can't remember the tough guy, he's the vampire. It's just so stupid. It's like, okay, we've got all these horses and a theremin. I got an idea. Because all they do is go, it's just stupid, man.
That's
disappointing. So, Curse of the Undead, skip it.
Watch
Cold Turkey again, yeah. Or Karaoke Highway to Hell, I don't know.
Well, I got to make a run. Carry on.
All right, let's go right into the yodel then. What the fuck? All right, man. Ladies and germs.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
If I can find the fucking yodel. Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, I need another.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Yodel it.
I
Oh, yeah.
You are correct, sir.
There it is.
Okay. Reggae yodel, man.
I liked it.
Only here.
I'm the center man.
Mossemeyer. Leroy Gibbs.
Leroy Gibbs. Leroy!
Yodel reggae. All right. I got one more subject. Talk to my son about this. And the interesting thing about talking to my son is he's, like, from the next generation, right? Not, he's not a young man anymore.
Yeah.
He's going to be 40 soon. But, you know, middle-aged guy.
Yeah, so, Oak's age.
Younger. So, I see this all the time in sports talk. The GOAT.
Yeah.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yep. Greatest of all time.
Right, the greatest of all time. Do you know where it started, where that originated?
No, I have no idea.
Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali said he was the greatest of all time.
Yep.
So, years later, people said greatest of all time. GOAT. Okay, GOAT. But here's my problem. When we were growing up in sports,
yeah,
if you were the GOAT, you were the guy who muffed the, you were Merkel's boner, man. You were the guy that fucked up.
Oh, I never heard that expression, yeah. I was never a sports
really?
Guy. I was never a sports guy, yeah.
Man, that was like, you were the GOAT, man. You know, you struck out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. You were a GOAT. Okay.
Now it's a compliment.
I guess I have
no
legs.
Works.
I guess I have no legs to stand on in that argument. All right, everybody, GOAT means great.
There you go.
Doesn't mean clusterfuck McGee. It means Muhammad Ali.
Hey, way back when, that used to be a boner when you made a mistake.
Yeah, Merkel's boner.
There you go. I got a little out of hand.
Isn't that great? It's like over 100 years. It's like 110 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why that guy Merkel's remembered is because of his boner. Merkel's boner.
Merkel's boner. I haven't heard that in a while.
I told you we had a kid growing up, Boner Monroe, right?
No shit. No, I don't think
Oh, his name was I have no idea what his name was. Yeah. His name was Boner. And I remember the fifth grade teacher, who was the coolest fucking lady ever, Mrs. Greer, Mrs. Curnow or Greer, whatever you want to call her there. She used to call him Boner. I thought that is so cool, man.
That is cool for a teacher to call a kid a nickname.
Yeah. She's like, hey, Boner. You know. But the reason why they called him Boner wasn't because of the wiener thing.
Yeah.
It was because he always would, like, for instance, for Christmas he got a mini bike, right?
Yeah.
So he went outside, he stuck the key in the ignition and snapped the key off. And it pretty much sums up Boner Monroe.
That's a great name too, Boner Monroe.
That's why that one sticks in my memory bank. That and Glenn Chu. For some reason, in every classroom throughout K through 6, there was a wooden hanger in the closet that said Glenn Chu. Like Johnny Appleseed's of one of these feet of wooden hangers. There's always that Glenn Chu. And, like, I'd always try to get the Glenn Chu hanger just because it's the Glenn Chu. Cadillac of hangers. I don't know. weird shit. The only one that can back me up on this shit now is Mr. Science.
Yeah.
Everybody else is dead or forgot all about Glenn.
It's a shame Ford's not here. Ford might know that one. Oh, that one might not be a Canadian thing. I mean, he's a sports guy.
Oh, the goat thing. The goat thing.
The goat thing, yeah.
Yeah. The goat, man. I think the goat came from Charlie Brown.
Yeah?
And in fact, I think I'm pretty sure it did. Charlie Brown, would like, were you the hero or the goat? And, of course, Charlie Brown was always the goat.
No, got by me.
Okay. Charlie Brown says goat is bad. Muhammad Ali says goat is good. Consensus is going with Muhammad Ali. Don't blame him.
Yeah.
Oh, says Ford probably knows Glenn Chu. It was Chew, like Glenn. Glenn Chu. It's like we lived with this thing for years, and then I finally said, "You know, I never noticed that. There's always a hanger that says Glenn Chu."
Was it professionally on there? I mean,
no, no. Don Hollinger. No, it was like written in marker on the fucking
Glenn Chu.
Like he brought it from home and wanted to make sure it was his, and it, but he'd leave, you know, take it with you, Glenn.
Yeah.
Figure he'd have to make it good. Okay. Apple Cheeks is backing me up.
Yeah. Okay.
Charlie Brown said, "All I ever get to be is the goat."
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've cleared that up.
There you go.
Stand on my Don Hollinger. Don Hollinger.
Winner. Oh, Don Hollinger.
Thank you, Apple Cheeks. She's like our secretary historian.
There you go.
I like it. Ford knows Glenn Chu. He might. You never know.
He might, yeah.
Hey, the hangers get around. Crying out loud.
He made himself a legend by leaving that hanger behind.
I've got a wooden hanger, too, and I'm so tempted to, like, write Glenn Chu on it. Don Hollinger!
Winner!
All right. Fire up the transporter!
Yes.
Energy! Energy! Hey!
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go, the old mile. We gotta go for the B road down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one, the old mile, Joe. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, get your gumbo. For tonight, I'm gonna see my share of meal. Pick guitar, pick guitar, and giggle. Son of a gun, we're gonna have a little fun on the bayou. Buzzing. People come to see mine by the dozen. Dressed in style with the hog wild, me oh my, yo. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, get it gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my share of meal. Big guitar, we're gonna have a little fun on the bayou.
settle down far from town. Give me a fever and I'll catch all the fish on the bayou. So up my mind about you, find what you need. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Jungle line across the spine until they come home. For tonight I'm gonna see my Cherubino. Drink guitar, filter jar, then the gale. Son of a gun, we're gonna have a little fun on the bayou. Son of a gun, we're gonna have a little fun on the bayou.
So long, suckers.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
Okay.
Come here, bag of shells.
Dummy. Damn good show.
Well, good. That was mostly you're doing, sir.
Good
had a
stuff.
Nice steam going there. Nice steam going there. Everything had kind of a Cajun edge to it, or a Dixieland or something.
Yep. Which I like.
I thought up the blowing up Mardi Gras one today.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. I didn't have a blow up. I'm thinking, it's got to be something. How about a lousy version of when the Saints come marching in? Rhodesian military marching band was the best I could come up with.
Well, it did the job.
I think it worked. So, yeah. And the Mojo Nixon shit was great.
Oh, you gotta love Mojo.
So, I'm thinking of blowing up Karma Chameleon.
There you go.
Somebody sang that at the special needs karaoke the other night. But there's one that's could be blown up.
I don't think we've blown that up yet.
Nah. I remember when Boy George came out. Ooh, look at him. He's so weird. He has eye makeup.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's scary. Jeez, you wouldn't even bat an eye at that guy now.
Yep. Gotten out of hand.
Nothing to see here, kids. He's, you know. No, I think that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's now like,
it's versatile.
Okay, you try to. It was like there's a couple cats at that thing last night that are wearing weird outfits and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you can't shock anybody, man.
Yeah,
it's all,
just express yourself.
We're all just, you know,
yeah.
We're all water, as Yoko says.
That's one thing I like about what's going on now. It's like when we were younger, if you had short hair, you were a square, you were a geek or something. Now it's
right.
Like long hair, short hair, it's whatever you want to do.
Who cares if hair is long or short or sprayed or partly sprayed? We know that hair ain't where it's at.
Or you got to shade it different weird colors. Who cares? Go with it.
There may even come a time when you won't even be ashamed if you are fat.
There you go.
Wah, 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 wah. Do it again next week?
Sounds good to me.
Giddy up.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.